A declining Pacific halibut stock means more restrictions for charter companies. NOAA Fisheries released both the Pacific halibut catch limits and the charter management measures last week, just days before the season opener. Numbers are down roughly 9% from last year. KMXT's Kayla DeRoche looked into how the regulations affect charter boats in Kodiak.
There are some days where charter companies can't fish halibut by regulation, and those days vary year to year.
We never know whether it's going to be 3 days, 4 days, whether they're going to do all of them.
Michael Ensley with Happy Hooker Charters says businesses often learn about the restrictions long after the customers book their trips.
I've got to call these people and let them know, see if it's an option to move the dates or they're willing to accept it, and then turn around and have to give them some type of special deal for the days that they can't fish halibut.
This year, charter fishermen are barred from fishing halibut all Wednesdays and 6 days in July and August. That means they're losing 3 days from last year. And each person is limited to 2 fish daily, with one less than or equal to 28 inches. That's been pretty consistent over the last few years, and Inslee says he doesn't take issue with it, but he'd be willing to trade more fishing for fewer fish. He says he'd take an allotment of 1 fish per person in exchange for keeping all the fishing days.
We don't need that too, Hal, especially in Kodiak.
Chris Fiala of Kodiak Island Charters agrees. He says the Kodiak area is lumped into the same regulatory district as communities along the road system like Homer and Seward.
And the problem is that we're significantly different than their type of demand. They have the impulsive demand from the larger areas, from Anchorage.
He says a lot of tourists fly into Kodiak for week-long stays, and while his customers catch a lot of different types of fish, he calls halibut a number one draw.
They want to be able to go out and catch, you know, halibut any day they go out. So it fits the one fish really fits us, really to a T.
He says Kodiak charter businesses have been talking about a more open schedule for years, and he's still hoping for a change sometime in the future. Andy Mesereau is a longtime charter operator in Seward and serves on the North Pacific Fishery Management Council. He says it's unlikely that Kodiak could cut off from the rest of the district with its own management measures.
The problem is if we created like a rural designation and we tried to manage them separately, it wouldn't just be Kodiak, it would be every rural area that wants in on it. And then there are a lot more boats, and then their behavior, and it's much more difficult to break it down by sub-areas.
He says the entire district is feeling the pinch of a restricted harvest, and everybody would like more days and more opportunity, but there has to be a way to stay within the allocation to do that.
And I think the better question for the Kodiak fishermen to consider is, do you want to try selling one halibut under 30 pounds or one over 200 as the option that you're selling in order to free yourself up to do more trips? And in the rest of Area 3A, most fishermen have felt no.
He says they'd rather use their boat to do sightseeing or salmon fishing or other activities on those closed days and have less dependency on halibut built into their business models. He says adapting and diversifying could be the key to attracting customers despite bag limits. For KMXT, I'm Kayla DeRoche.